When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. Am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
It's 5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. I'm just chatting with Heidi inside of the main house here at Casa Katz. All right, it's the only house here at Casa Katz, but you know what I'm saying. You know, this is almost as much fun as taking the skinheads bowling. Did we wear our... We did, right? We're all wearing our brand new bowling shoes, and we've got our brand new Team Katz bowling shirts on. The only thing that we're not actually doing is bowling. If you're wondering why there's been all of the bowling talk, sure. I mean, Jeremy and Charles and I are big-time bowlers, as everybody knows. But there was... There was an event put together from the Radio Factory for everybody to go bowling, which sounded like great fun. And each of the three of us read the email, well, this is fantastic. This will be great fun. We all get together. We'll have fun. We'll see people we don't normally see. It's going to be on a Wednesday. Huh. I may have to juggle a few things, but all right. Between 3 and 6. Oh. All right. Well, there you go. Your message was clearly delivered, I suppose. All right, talk about a strike. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, wow, Channel 8 leads its 5 o'clock newscast right now with the Jason Cameras mouthpiece stating that Richmond Public Schools' mold problem is a direct result of Trump slashing the federal budget. Unreal. You know, Channel 12 was always the reliable uber left-wing operation. And yes, it still is. But since the departure of the news director a couple of years back, man, it does seem like... Our friends there at Channel 8 have veered further and further and further to the left.
Good grief.
Well, they have. I mean, you know, not my problem, I guess, but weird sort of stuff, too, you know? It really is just such bizarre sort of nonsense. Yeah, what are you going to do? This is why I rely on Charles Pyle, our esteemed news director and the anchor for news during this program, and I will tell you, in 14 years at News Radio WRBA. Just shy of 14 years at News Radio WRBA. Charles is head and shoulders above everybody else that served as a news director on this program, and head and shoulders above everybody who anchored the news on this program. So we are very, very, very happy, very grateful that Charles is in place. The other resource that I utilize on a regular basis, Newsmax. That's where I go. Part of it is that I know their integrity and their honesty. Newsmax is not a conservative operation. Chris Ruddy is a conservative guy. He's the guy who founded Newsmax, and he is the CEO of Newsmax. But Newsmax itself, I'm just here to tell you, is in the business of practicing honest journalism. And if you watch and think to yourself, well, that's conservative, or it's liberal, or it's this, or it's that, you will find somebody on the opposite side saying exactly the opposite. So if you're sitting there thinking, well, you know, this is a liberal piece of something, there'll be somebody else that goes, well, that's a conservative piece of something. Which to me says they probably got the story right. They probably honestly reported the story, which is all that I ever want from my reporters. I don't ever ask reporters, are you left, right, or center? And I shouldn't know, listening to you or watching you or reading you, whether you are left, right, or center. If you're in the business of opinion, of course I'm going to know what you are. And in fact, if you're in the business of opinion, I'm probably reading you specifically because I know what your opinion is, what forms the basis of your opinion. It always gets a little blurry when somebody says, well, I'm a reporter. You say, okay. But then you read something. Shapiro at the Times-Dispatch used to be like this all the time. He would always tell you he was a reporter. Then you would read his stuff and you go, well, he's a left-wing opinion writer, which I had no problem with because I thought he was a pretty good left-wing opinion writer. But it was when he would try and say, well, I'm just reporting. I said, you're really not. Not really. Not really. But offering your opinion? Yeah, I'm okay. And I'm certainly okay with that. I mentioned that our friend John Burkett, the crime insider at CBS 6, and again, there's no political agenda there. It's crime or not crime. And he's retiring from Channel 6, CBS 6, which is amazing to me. So I guess, Wayne Colville has been there longer, right? I think Wayne is the longest serving reporter, not just at 6, but I think anywhere in town. I think that's the case. But John's right up there, right? 26 years at CBS 6 as the crime insider. And he finally said, you know what? I'm not going to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning anymore and go to a murder scene 30 miles away. I'm just not going to do it. You know, I got a beautiful little daughter, and I want to be able to take her and see and do things. And I got a wonderful wife, and I want to spend time with her. And I got a couple of other kids, and I got grandkids. And yeah, I'm not going to do this anymore. And he is going to the Virginia State Police. You remember that story was broken on this program, and I will be forever grateful to John Burkett for doing that. Well, there is a big retirement party for John Burkett. And I had received an invitation, and it is a black tie affair. Shared it with Heidi, and of course, I mean, we didn't even have to debate, are we going to go, are we not going to go? Of course we're going to go. We're absolutely going to go. We looked at the date, and neither one of us had anything, and even if we had, how much do we think of John Burkett from CBS 6? Whatever we would have had, short of, well, maybe a heart transplant or something, we would be there. So we're going to go. Well, the gentleman who's organizing, there's somebody who is really, honest to goodness, working hard behind the scenes to put this whole thing together. He and I were having a conversation the other day, and I don't know how I didn't know this, but I didn't know this. It's open to you. John Burkett's retirement party, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks, it is actually open to you. Yeah, if you want to attend. So tomorrow, Ricky is going to be with us, and we'll get all the details on how you can get a ticket to attend the John Burkett retirement party.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Wear your black tie. Now, and not just your black tie, because you know there's going to be some smart aleck there shows up in cowboy boots and a black tie and nothing in between the cowboy boots and the black tie and says, well, I said black tie. No, you got to wear the whole thing. Shirt, pants, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And ladies, I suppose, evening gowns or some other fashionable fashion item will be fashionably appropriate, right? So we'll give you the details on that tomorrow. I did mention... Newsmax, Chris Ruddy. Chris was with us at 3:35, and he just had so much to say about so much. Jeremy went back in there because we do change listeners so much during the course of this program, and sometimes when something happens at the beginning of the show, people at the end are like, hey, what is he talking about? I never heard that. So at 5:35, we'll replay the conversation I had with Chris Ruddy. It's fascinating. It is absolutely fascinating. Chris Ruddy is best of friends with President Trump, best of friends with Alan Dershowitz, Bibi Netanyahu, some amazing people, and a real honest-to-goodness journalist, a rock-solid journalist. So his insights are very much appreciated. So at 5:35, you'll get a chance to listen to that very special replay. Berkeley in Mechanicsville says, hey, Jeff, what exactly is old two bullets Jay Jones going to do with the $353 million the state is receiving from Meta? Is he going to take it to Capitol Square and divide it equally amongst the Democrats? Maybe. Maybe what Jay Jones, our esteemed Attorney General, should do is buy a consonant. Maybe the letter R to put there when you're spelling Attorney. And if you put the R there that you purchase, it will be attorney. And then you will not be quite the laughingstock that you have been for the last couple of months that you've been in office. Maybe. He's also got to correct the spelling on Virginia and on Senator. Right. He's got other words that he misspelled, but we should take him seriously. And that, of course, is not even dealing with the fact that he wanted to, and I quote, piss on the graves of his political opponents. And also, he wanted to put bullets into the heads of his political opponents. And wait, there's more. He wanted the children of his political opponents to watch as he put the bullets into the heads of their dad. Go ahead, tell me what a good, upstanding guy, Attorney General Jay Jones is. It's terrible, isn't it? Hey, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News. Please make sure you are here for that. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, clear and comfy overnight. That's the best way to describe our weather. I'll just tell you that right now. Clear with an overnight low of 68. Tomorrow we're looking at sunshine and a high of 85. I'll take it. I will absolutely take it. Don't forget, tomorrow, Gin Blossoms, Spin Doctors, Blues Traveler, performing over at Innsbruck After Hours. We just got a note, Heidi was telling me, I don't know, maybe a half an hour ago from Innsbruck After Hours, that you can't be bringing in your own chairs for this event because they're that close to being sold out. Again, I'm going to remind you, if you are looking for a ticket, I would go ASAP. In fact, I would go faster than ASAP. I would do it right now, afterhoursinsbruck.com. There are only a handful that might be left. I don't know. There might not be any left at this point. But if that was something you were interested in, you definitely want to hop on it very, very quickly. Now, Chris Ruddy was here earlier in the program, and he had such important insight on President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. We've decided to share that with you at 5:35. So if you heard it at 3:35, that's great. Please feel free to stick around. Very few of us are here for all of the hours of this program, so it's going to be brand new for the vast majority. So please, Chris Ruddy, the CEO as well as the founder of Newsmax, at 5:35, a special rebroadcast of that. Tomorrow afternoon, we're going to talk more about Chesterfield County's idea on the data centers. They said, listen, if we put the data centers in place and we can bring down your personal property tax, how would that work for you? Kevin Carroll, longtime friend, member of the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors, he will be with us tomorrow. We'll also get some more details for you on how you can attend John Burkett's big retirement party as he is stepping away after 26 years with CBS 6. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News. Make sure you're tuned in for that as well. 527, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Autotrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Autotrader. Really?
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.